from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here at Fenway Park, we must be like right above. Where are the retired numbers out there? We are. They're a little to our right. Where
yeah,
are
right
they?
Over here.
I was going to say, which is very topical for our next guest, Carlton Fisk, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer, Red Sox Hall of Famer. Thanks so much for stopping by and taking the time here today.
It's good to be here for a good cause. It was always Mr. Yawkey's number one cause. And when I played here, they had just a little sign up on the right field facade. This was before upper deck and before suites and all that. But there was a little... there was a little sign up there on the facade that just said, Jimmy Fund. And that was the only sign in the whole ballpark. He didn't want another sign in the ballpark. And you go, oh, man, look at all the signs in the ballpark.
Well, so, I mean, that's one of many ways. I was just going to ask you this anyway, but that's one of many ways, you know, we've seen this grow over the years. What's your experience been with the growth of the Jimmy Fund and the relationship with the Red Sox?
Well, it when I was playing here, it was the only... you know, the only sort of charity foundation or function that we were, you know, committed to or aware of. Not that there weren't other ones, but since then there's been so many cancers that have struck so many people. As a matter of fact, I'm a survivor. So it's amazing that you can have telethons and raise money and have people be benevolent and philanthropic, and that dang disease is still out there. It's hard to believe that you can go to the moon, but you know, Mother Nature in the body is way smarter than everybody else, so, and way meaner and more evil too. So it's something that we all ought to get a handle on. I don't know how we're going to do it.
So facing down the illness yourself, how did that change your perspective? And now when you return to something like the Jimmy Fund, where you see so many patients coming through these doors and the people who take care of them from Dana-Farber?
You know, before, back in the day, it seems as though that all you were aware of was that the person who had cancer. I'm involved in a cancer support center in Illinois, and have been for years and years and years. And that sort of addresses the fact that it affects more than just the person. There's so many people that are affected and you know, really react so much differently with every family. Some people have hope, some people don't. Some people know that it's a matter of time, a lot of times short times. And then they get hope about the remission and you think it's gone, and then all of a sudden, I don't know why, but years and years and years later, it may come back and slap you in the head. So It's something that you have to address all through the family, not just with the person. But the thing is so heartbreaking is that, you know, if you're an adult and you live in the city and you're dealing with pollution or you're smoking or you're drinking or you're exposed to just a lot of things from I don't know, air to cleaning agents or whatever, there's so many things that are carcinogenic. But how does it happen that, you know, a six-month-old baby can have leukemia or, you know, or heart disease or a brain tumor? Or it just baffles me how, what's the catalyst that catalyst that allows that to happen? And then, you know, and then all you're doing is just feeling sad. I feel sad.
No, I look, we've talked to, you know, some young patients here. We have some more scheduled for tomorrow, and it is very moving. It's true.
Yeah, it certainly is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So you're considered an all-time great in two organizations and two cities. You had a bit of a, I don't know if I did get characterized it this way, but a complicated ending to your time here in Boston. Coming back and sort of being a part of this and being back in the city, how's all that for you?
It's a really feel-good situation. You know, there's not many places you can go to and they still think you're a legend, you know, and they still appreciate what you've done and how you did it. And even though it's so long ago, I hate to admit it, and I always look at those pictures and go, geez, who is that young guy? Golly, man, it's hard to remember. But the fact that I come back and, you know, people appreciate your contributions in a lot of ways, you know, not just on the field, but, you know, your reactions and your relationship with the fans and then with the communities and then with the, you know, organizations like the Jimmy Fund. So it's kind of a homecoming time thing. Every time I come here, I feel like I grew up just 2.5 hours north of here in New Hampshire. So I'm a New Englander through and through, as my wife always reminds me, that I'm a cheap, tight little big dude. But being a New Englander, you really hang on to things, sometimes longer than you should. But But coming back here, it really feels comfortable.
And you're here for the whole series, you were telling us?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I have a nice, very nice relationship with the Red Sox. Although, like when I left, there were different owners. And
sure.
After Mr. Yawkey died, things were a little complicated. You can't use the kind of language that I would.
We got dump buttons there.
That would I refer to those two guys about, but... you know, to be able to come back. I always felt like I was going to come back in some way. But the kids and the grandkids are in the Midwest, and my wife says, "Hey, do you want to go back?" "See ya." I'm staying with the kids. So, no, but I still have two brothers and two sisters that live up in New Hampshire and Vermont. So it's, and like I say, it's really nice to come back.
What's it like coming back to Fenway a year after all these years and seeing the way that it changes, you know, every 5 years or so, everything from the advertisements, the signs that are up there, like you were saying, to them putting seats on the Green Monster?
Well, that's, you know, that is really interesting because I come back here and all over the Green Monster, there's advertisements, and all above the Green Monsters there are advertisements. And when I played here, they didn't have that big, huge jumbotron. And the only thing that's, you know, been a sort of a stake in the ground is the old scoreboard over there, where you can, you know, where you can make believe you're in an old ballpark. But
yeah, you put some dents in that thing.
I did.
Yeah.
Well, in that one, too. But yeah, you should have seen the other one when they took that out. The number of rats that rolled out of that thing. But a couple of them are Yankees, I think. No. But to see how this has changed and improved, a lot of people change ballparks, but for change itself. But this, everything that's changed here has a purpose. You know, all the, it just used to be a grandstand on the roof when I first started here. And then it started, you know, the suites, and then the grandstands above, and then more and more and more. But it always blended. It always looks like it belonged. And that's where, you know, that's where this ballpark is such a fan favorite, and it's nostalgic, and it's a ballpark that I think everybody likes to or wants to come and see.
All right. When people talk about the greatest home runs of all time, they talk about Bobby Thompson, they talk about Joe Carter, and they talk about you. What do you think is the all-time greatest home run ever hit?
Oh, some guy from New Hampshire hit it, I think. I don't know. I forgot his name.
It's did you know when you hit it, the significance it would still, like, it's in, you know, like, Good Will Hunting, not to date myself, but it's like it shows up in all this other media. Like, did you know when that I knew, you know, it was a huge home run in that World Series, but that would have the impact it still has?
No, yeah, I really didn't. You know, it was a home run that won the ball game, and it was way past my bedtime, and I was kind of glad it was over. But no, I know that at the time, you know, basically TV was just kind of beginning its sort of total coverage of games. It used to be the camera behind home plate and the camera in center field, and that was it. And so you showed the pitcher pitching, and then the guy behind home plate tried to follow the ball to the outfielders or whatever. But in that game was one of the first games they had, I didn't even know them, 8 cameras in the camera well, and then in the scoreboard and left field, right field, and all that kind of stuff. So in that way, I'm really grateful that they did have those, because it's made me relevant every time the World Series comes around.
Well, they got Netflix cameras following these players around everywhere they go.
Jeez, I know.
The times have changed a little bit.
And the cell phones, boy. I'm pretty kind of glad that they didn't have cell phones when I play.
I'm sure.
I might be in jail. You never know. Still.
Well, Carlton Fisk, thanks so much for coming on, sharing your story, and contributing to the Jimmy Fund Radio
Talk. Oh, it's been my pleasure.
I know you've seen it change the relationship over the years, but thank you for staying involved.
I always wish you could do more and make more of an impact, but you people do a nice job raising money for that fact, and hopefully it'll benefit a lot of kids.
Okay, listen to Carlton Fisk.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.